The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. Happy Monday, everybody. Ooh. I'm Graham, filling in for Selena.
I'm Jez, filling in for Graham.
Wait, then who do we have filling in for you?
Aw, dang. Was I supposed to get coverage?
Yeah, you probably should have. Selena had to call out sick this morning. She's not sick, but she's got like a sick household or something. It sounded, all I heard was coughing and barfing and sneezing and burping and all sorts of sounds. God. And might have been a couple farts in there. I don't know what it was, but I was like, you deal with that.
How do we get their immune system up? Because Selena is sick very often.
I used to just let my kids, what I did to build my house's immunity up is I used to let my kids lick the floor at Denny's. And then a couple times of that, and then they had gone through every sickness they ever could possibly get. And then they've been immune to everything. Now, like, if they get sick, they get the sniffles for, like, less than 24 hours, and they're good as new the next day. And I think by default, that's helped save my own immune system. Anyway, Selena's out today, so the show will sound a little different. Of course, I'm Graham filling in for Selena. That's Jess filling in for me, and we don't have anybody filling in for Jess. It'd be nice if there was a budget in radio to hire more people, but there just isn't. Let's get to the first talk back of the day.
We shall.
Let's do that.
Good morning, JV Show. Thank you for my signed chug mug. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz. Happy Monday, and I just want to say, hot coffee chug!
Hot coffee chug!
Woo! Bye.
Bye. Wait, we're doing signed chug mugs now?
If they request it.
But now that,
if a listener requests,
but now people have heard that. Now everybody's going to request a signed chug mug. Who signed for me last time?
Because
I don't have time to sign for. I'm too big of a celebrity for that. I don't have time to sign my own chug mugs.
Yeah, we should start charging.
Yeah.
You know, because those are going to be worth a lot in the future.
Now everybody's going to want one.
Dang it!
And just before we move on the show, I do need some sad music.
Oh no!
It's a bad day for nature.
Oh no!
On my drive in this morning.
No, don't tell me.
I think I hit a bunny.
No!
There was nothing I could do. It ran out into the middle of the road. There was a car coming the other direction, so I could not swerve. I was on a one-lane road. There was nowhere.
You hit the brakes!
I was picking my nose at the time. No! And I made that part up. But I couldn't, and I tried to slow and do like the half swerve, but I felt the thump.
No, Graham, what if that was a mama bunny?
I can't confirm it. It may have just been that one of those little bumps on the road, you know, little things you hit. Let's just hope that it was one of those.
But it was a bunny. And now a whole family of bunnies is left without their mother.
And that's not the worst part.
What?
Yesterday, I hit a snake with my weed whacker. No! Why, nature?
Right.
Why are you putting these things in my path? I was mowing our field with this weed whacker. And next thing you know, there's a snake there. And he didn't look happy. It looked like I may have got him. I don't know. I couldn't tell. And I'm terrified of the snake, so I couldn't let go. Assist him or try to give him CPR or something. So I don't know. I
feel like you would have hit it. Even not by accident.
No, I mean, if it was a rattlesnake, maybe. But this wasn't a rattlesnake. It was a big gopher snake. I just, you know what? I just want to take a moment and apologize to nature.
And
it's all
my
fault.
They all come in threes. So what's next? A squirrel? A
deer?
Probably a turkey?
At this point. I don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
Anyways, my apologies to nature. That's how my morning started. That's how my week started. Hopefully everyone else's week is off to a better note, even though this time change is totally screwing
I could not
up.
Sleep. At all.
Me neither. But we're here. I mean, Selena's not here, but we're here. And we're going to get through it. Let's just forge ahead.
Yeah.
Everybody on this Monday.
I think we can do it.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hey, Graham, you should go home a different route today so you don't have to see the dead, smashed bunny in the road. Oh, goodness. Okay. Have a good day.
All right, first of all, this is the JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Selena out this morning. I can't confirm that I may or may not have hit
a bunny
this morning. I mean, I know what it was. I saw it dart under my car out into the road, and there was no time, and there was just nothing I could do about it. And I don't have an alternate route to drive home. I have to drive that way. I'm hoping that I can stop there and get its foot, right? That's for good luck, isn't it?
Oh, I think it is, actually. Okay, yeah, but you also have to give it a proper burial, obviously.
No, I just want the foot for the good luck. And so the next time I buy some scratchers, I'll probably win. It's fine. I hope that little bunny ambulance came out there and a couple other little bunny paramedics came out there and like took care of him, put him on a little bunny stretcher and loaded him up. And he's like,
hospital right now.
Right, just eating carrots and like living his best life, listening to us on the IR radio app.
And getting some time off of work.
Right. See?
So
I did that buddy a favor.
You're right.
All right. It's time now for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right. If you still have any clocks in your life that you have to change manually, this is your... final reminder to do so. We sprang forward yesterday morning, so move everything up an hour, because if you forgot to do so, your entire week is just going to be off by an hour. That would not be good. All right, the Warriors lost to the defending champion Thunder in Oklahoma City on Saturday, but with Curry once again not in the lineup, they actually kept this game a lot closer than I thought they would. The final was 104-97. They wrap up their three-game road trip tonight in Utah to take on the Jazz. Tip-off in this one is at 6 o'clock.
Some patchy fog on this Monday morning. That will clear for a sunny and warm day. Temperatures will reach the mid-70s. Might be a little breezy in the afternoon with winds up to 25 miles per hour.
Hey, Scorpio besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Someone's going to push your limits. Stand your ground and don't apologize for having standards. Your tendency to please everyone is exhausting you. It's time to prioritize yourself for once. A new person is entering your orbit, though, and the chemistry, it's going to be undeniable.
Oh.
Trust the vibe.
Scorpios, and do them too, I guess.
Right. Trust the vibe. All right, coming up next on the JV Show, I want to ask, what would you think if your smart connected appliances started sending you snarky messages? Because that's what's happening. From one brand.
Scary.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. I'm Graham for Selena this morning, who's out today. And this is Jess here.
She's for you.
Filling in for me. And then we don't have anyone
filling in for me.
For Jess. And Jess, I just got a sweet... I was waiting all morning for a text message from my wife, just waiting for this. Because I left her out some gifts this morning. I got her a couple gifts and I put them on... So my wife works from home most days, and so I put some gifts on her desk and I was just waiting for her. She gets up early and starts work early, so I was like, I was just waiting for her to acknowledge the little gifts. You want to know what I got for her?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's the occasion?
No occasion.
Oh, just, wow!
You know, just... regular husband stuff, but she had my wife wears her AirPods all the time for work and when she goes for a jog and the gym and stuff like that. And did they not make those that have batteries that can last more than a year? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they start like not holding a charge and then one works and then the other one doesn't work. And then anytime she's about to do something, she's like, I've been charging these for the last 7 hours and this one already says it's on 4%, you know? She's having trouble. So I bought her a new set of AirPods and I put those on her desk. And then, because you know, this is my gift giving strategy. I just listen all the time for when she says she needs something. And she had said that she wanted some of those, what are those like under eye patch things that I see everyone on reality TV wearing when they're lounging around in the morning? She's like,
skincare?
She's like, I want some of those under eye patch things. And so I left those two things on her desk with a little note that said, you need these, with an arrow to the AirPods, not the eye patches. And then I said, you want these, but I don't think that you need them, with an arrow pointed to the other thing. And she texted me this morning. She's got those. So.
That's actually such a thoughtful and nice gift.
I'm not getting roasted for my gift giving for once?
No, you're not, because this was a out of nowhere gift. And those are always the best because you're not expecting them. And you just made her whole day.
Well, there you go.
Her whole week, probably. But now, are you expecting that you're going to get home later and you're going to get a little treat?
Isn't that the goal of any male gift giving of any time in any relationship? It shouldn't?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Cancel that.
You should just want to do something nice for your partner.
I did, and that's what I wanted to do.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay.
Can I let everybody know about the contest that we still have running?
Okay. Hang on. Let me get the reminder here. What is it?
If you want to go, you and three of your friends, by the way, to the 2026 iHeartRadio Music Awards, just leave us a talkback right now saying iHeart Awards. That's how easy it is to be entered to win this trip, plus $1,000, plus a two-night hotel stay and more.
So it's a flyaway trip for four.
Yeah. And it's to L.A.
For the iHeart
Radio, Music Awards.
Very cool. Yes, very simple. Mm-hmm. Leave us a talk back, and that's all it takes to enter. You just say iHeart Awards.
Yep, iHeart Awards.
Deal.
That's it.
All right, let's talk about Peaky Blinders. What the hell is a Peaky Blinder?
So Peaky Blinders...
sounds like some old-timey underwear.
It is old-timey. So okay. You got that right. So it is an old show. I guess it first came out in 2014. There's like 6 seasons, right? I have never watched it before, but I had heard Ruben, my fiance, talk about this show before. And he randomly was like, hey, there's a movie coming out. Let's go watch it. And this was on Friday. So it's weird because the show has been, I think, done for a while now, but they came out with a movie for it.
Okay, so they did multiple seasons.
Multiple seasons of a show, and now they came out with a movie that I want to say is a little bit of a spinoff because it shows a different side to, like, you don't have to watch the show to understand the movie.
Because, that's what I was going to ask you because you didn't watch any of the show.
I didn't watch any of the show, so I honestly thought I was going to go in there and, like, take a little nappy nap. You know, I was prepared for that.
Sounds nice.
And I was like, you know what? I'll do it for you because he, as you know, went to go watch Wicked with me, and that's brutal.
Oh.
Like, he was in that theater for, like, 2
bless
hours.
Bless his heart. I would not have done that.
So, now, can I just say, I don't know if I'm getting old or I don't know what it is, but I could not understand anything that they were saying in this, and I wish that there were subtitles.
Was it a volume situation or is it an accent situation?
I thought it was a little bit of an accent situation, but I also was like, I should be able to understand some of what they're saying. It got easier as the movie went along because I think I just got my brain got used to it, I guess. But I was like, I actually cannot, like, I was focused more on what they were trying to say than the actual movie, and
I gotta figure out what the hell is going on in this movie.
And all I could think of was, I wish they had subtitles on this movie right now. Now, is that a thing that they offer?
You have to get everyone in the theater to agree?
Like,
hey, you guys want to turn on the subtitles? I'm having trouble understanding what they're happening. It's like, I'm trying to watch the movie.
Are you someone?
I can't hear what they're saying.
Are you someone who watches with or without?
Without.
Really?
But there have been a couple movies, and I think we talked about some of them before, where I'm just like, I wish that I had turned them on, but at that point, you know, enough of the movie had passed, where I'm like, there's something that I find a lot with, like, home TVs that just, like, the sound's not as good and the explosions are loud and the dialogue's super low and you're like, wait, and the music's super loud all of a sudden and then, like, I'm like, I can't hear what they're saying. Let me turn that up. And then the music starts. You're like, holy hell, this is way too loud. I'm in more of that camp and I should just put the subtitles on, but also I don't want to be 80 years old.
Because Ruben and I are opposite with that. He says that when the subtitles are on, it, like, distracts him.
That's what a lot of people say, but I think you just get used to it once you start doing it.
Sometimes I will say, though, it will give away what's coming up next. Like, it'll say, guy slaps other guy when that hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So that kind of sucks. But another thing about the movie is in the movie, Barry Keoghan comes out in it. You know the Saltburn guy?
The bath water guy. Yeah.
He is such a great actor that I think I finally can put the Saltburn side of him.
Really?
Like, I can put that away.
Everyone said they could never unsee that part. I never saw it. But
I think I can unsee it now.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? I gotta give him props. Now, as far as the actual movie,
Spoiler alert?
No.
Okay.
It's gonna come out on Netflix on March 20th.
Wait.
So.
But you saw it on March 7th and it was gonna come out. You could have watched it at home on March 20th?
Yeah, so I was like, why don't we wanna wait? I don't know, but they did give a disclaimer saying, like, hey, this movie is not going to come out on Netflix till March 20th, so make sure you don't spoil it for anybody. Like, and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on the radio and I'm going to spoil it for everybody in the Bay Area. Just kidding. But yeah.
I still think Peaky Blinders sounds like those big old timey underwear. It's like, lady takes off her dress and it's like, are you wearing a whole nother dress? And the thing, it's like all this fluff poofiness. Like, no, those are just her Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
There's not enough coffee in the world. I'm not even going to say good morning or happy Monday because it's neither. Let's get this over with.
I feel like that's a
very accurate
collective sentiment for everybody in the Bay Area this morning. It's going to be a rough one. But we will get through it, you guys.
Mm-hmm. hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So you know how we had talked about Logan Paul wanting to set up some fights with NFL players, called them out. Some players were actually thinking about taking him up on the offer as well.
Yeah, because didn't he offer up like $1 million or something?
Because he claimed that no football player could beat him in a boxing match. So he did offer up some money. And there were a lot of players that were actually willing to take him up on this offer. So, well, that now has been completely stopped.
What? Why?
He tweeted this yesterday. Welp, the boss is called. Turns out I'm too valuable of a WWE superstar to be fighting bums. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell and Brayden Fajoco for their 15 minutes of relevancy. Now back to being broke and retired. I'm going back to Raw every Monday on Netflix.
Okay.
Why even set this up in the first place if you're going
to
come out?
You can't throw out $1 million offer for somebody to fight you and then walk it back this quickly and then blame it on. Look, it may be contractually his contract with the WWE would prohibit him competing and fighting and something like this where he could get injured and then they can't happen. But you would also think that it would do such an incredible job promoting the WWE because they would be getting a lot of free publicity from this and he could be pointing back to that. Okay, next time my next match is this, and they could add in all this cross promotion with it. So that seems kind of silly from that standpoint that they would. So I don't know that I fully buy his excuse. I do think that there are plenty of these. You know, I don't know what kind of shape Le'Veon Bell is in these days, but I don't know. There's probably a few of these guys that would throw their hat in the ring that I don't want to see him fight because I think there's a lot of guys he probably would beat because he just, you know, Logan Paul, these Paul brothers,
that's
they train
does.
In boxing. That's what they do. And these guys have been home on their couch, and I don't know what kind of, you know, boxing shape they're in and what kind of boxing skill they have. But there are a few guys in the NFL that I would absolutely love to see. Mac Jones. Who?
Mac Jones
from the 49ers. He said that while he thought he would get his butt kicked by Logan Paul, and I respect his basically honesty and self-awareness in this, he did offer up 49ers offensive lineman Trent Williams and said, I would like to nominate him for this fight. And I actually loved that. I mean, Trent Williams is 6'5" and 320 pounds and is an absolute monster on some sort of toothpicky legs. His legs are very small.
Really?
His legs are small.
Skip
but the rest of him is just absolutely monstrous. And he says he actually does train like in boxing. So like he does do boxing training.
Right, so he'd have more of a chance than
that guy with the training and just being a physical specimen, aside from his little toothpick legs. And then, like, that I would watch. Like, I would legitimately pay to watch that.
Right.
Like, if this was a pay-per-view event and it was going to be Trent Williams from the 49ers fighting Logan Paul for $1 million or whatever, I'm in. I would watch that one.
Oh, well, now no fights are happening, at least anytime soon. But a lot of people are not believing that this was actually like, hey, WWE is putting a stop to this.
Yeah.
They think it's just Logan Paul actually scared that there were a lot of football players that were willing to even get in the ring with him.
I wonder I'd love to know what the true nature of this excuse is, because I agree. I don't think it's WWE stepping in. They love promoting fights and promoting anything. This is right, should be right in their wheelhouse. Oh, yeah. See, the one thing is, though, that whatever we know, the Paul brothers, whatever fight he did, if this did go forward, whatever fight he did would be, he'd be fighting some washed up guy that like is a household name.
That just got out of the hospital or something.
Right, is too old and not good enough shape, and then he would beat him. And then those of us that'd be dumb enough to buy the thing would feel duped at the end of it. Like, that's just I don't know. There's plenty of guys in the NFL like, oh my God, that guy could destroy him in a boxing ring.
Right.
Boxing's just a different, there's just a different element of training to it. Obviously a different skill level and skill set, but it's a stamina thing. I don't know. Years ago on the old Doghouse Morning Show on 94.9, we used to do this Battle of the Big Boys event, and we'd get all the biggest, baddest dudes in the Bay Area to get in the ring and fight each other.
No
and do
way.
These dudes, the most ferocious guys you'd ever seen. Like, if you were stepped on one of their feet, you know, at a bar or something, you would be like, I'll buy you some new shoes immediately. Anything. Please don't hurt me.
Take my money.
The second they get in the ring, 10 seconds later, they were all so gassed. You know, it's just the most ferocious looking guys you'd ever seen. And then they're just completely winded after 10 seconds. I mean, we had some good fights, but a lot of them were just like, how's that guy already out of gas? Like, well, the fight's been going for all of 10 seconds. So I was wondering, I kind of thought it might be
the same,
an element of that. All right. The strike is on, you guys. To walk out. We talked about this on Friday because it looked like the Dublin teachers were headed towards this, but we were hopeful that a last minute deal could be reached between them and the school district there. Unfortunately, no deal was reached. And so starting today, more than 700 teachers are going on strike again in the Dublin Unified School District. Both sides are claiming the other has not done enough in these negotiations. They're both, there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now, which is not good for advancing these talks. Teachers are going to set up picket lines outside of the District 13's schools starting at 6:45 this morning. So they're already probably assembling out there. If you see your teachers or local teachers out there on strike, let them know you support them and stand with them. JV Show always stands with the Bay Area educators in this one. I've read that the schools, if you are have students in the school district there, that the schools are going to remain open with a modified schedule. So I don't know if they're bringing in a bunch of substitute teachers with them, but I would double check that on their website. They set up a special landing page for some frequently asked questions about how things are going to move forward with the strike. So I would check that before you go drop your kid off at school today. But support the teachers.
Yeah, you might have to go right back and pick them up.
Right. But bottom line is support our teachers, and then hopefully they get what they want in these negotiations. All right, coming up next, it's going to be your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, yo, what's up, JV Show? What's up, Graham? What's up, Jess? My name is Selena. Yo, it's your boy, Nobody Special K, Steve. Yo, I don't want to hear about y'all complaining about how rough it is this morning. Nope. Some of us, like myself, had to work yesterday. Now, yesterday was rough. Today, I feel great. Love y'all. Have a good day. Yeah.
That is worse.
That is worse, but it doesn't help me feel better about how I feel today. And the rest of us, I think we all collectively feel it is the JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jez.
Morning. We will stick to morning today, since it is technically only 6 a.m. to my physical body. And I'm just getting on to listen. Where's Selena? Is she around? I haven't heard her. I'm confused.
Selena!
Or is it 7? I don't know. Anyway, update. Where's Selena?
Selena's not here today?
No, I guess not. I didn't realize.
I guess I didn't. Yeah, I hadn't really noticed. Selena did have to call out today. She's she's not sick herself, although inevitably she will be. But it sounds like she's got a sick household of everybody else. And it sounds like a nightmare over there. So I was like, you know what? Just take the day. Don't bring all that. I don't need all that. Whatever everybody's got there and bring it in here into our studio. So the show will sound a little different today, but we will forge ahead without her. Jess and I, and then who's filling in? Because you're.
Right.
We need one more person.
This through.
Yeah, we could use one more person to help us out. Particularly now while we transition to our What the Bleep game where you could win a JV Show Chug Mug. You know you want a mug. It's a very simple game. All you have to do, listen to a clip we're about to play. There's a bleeped out word in it. And then when you figure out what you think that bleeped out word is, you just whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit the talk back mic button and leave us a guess as to what it is.
Yep. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Here's today's clip.
Have you ever with someone right after meeting them?
Oh, there's Selena.
Okay, there is Selena. And I don't get the answer.
Yes, know if I have.
Really?
It depends on what we're talking about because this is a family show.
That's right. All right, listen and think about what that bleeped out word could be. And then, like I said, you should be streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app, and you'll see that talkback mic button. It's red. It's a little circle. Hit that button. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. And like Jess said, it is a family show, so your guess has got to be something PG. Get your guesses in quick. We're gonna play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And you're here at the right time. We are playing our What the Bleep game. If you want to win a JV Show Chug Mug, I know you do. I want one. Actually.
You. Although it's not the 2026 edition.
No, not yet. Those are on the way, though, soon. I do have three Chug Mugs myself. I like to keep three in front of me at all times.
One for water, one for coffee, one for...
stuff that we chug off the chug wheel. Gross stuff. Join us on Fridays for that. All right, let's... first review what our clip was this morning. And then again, you're just guessing what the bleeped out word in this is on the iHeartRadio app on the talkback mic.
Have you ever with someone right after meeting them?
Good question.
Or a few drinky drinks. Of course. All right.
That's all it takes?
Well, more sometimes more than a few, sometimes less. Depends what they look like. All right, let's go to some of your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Rebecca from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is bonded. Have a great day.
Bonded. You ever bonded with someone right after you met them?
Yeah.
I feel like we all have, right? Isn't that part of the
It's always human a experience. Great experience when that happens.
Yeah, and then later... Then you're like, I don't really like that person. I don't have room.
I'm not going to reply.
It's like, I don't have room for more friends in my friend roster. I can barely service the friends I have. That sounded weird. Service?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne and George from San Jose. And we think the bleeped out word is befriend.
Befriend.
You ever
I've done that.
That's the same. Same sort of thing. Bond. Like when you instantly sort of.
On a night out, girls' restroom. I feel like you befriend everyone in there.
Is that where you make the majority? Is that where ladies make the majority of their friends?
Yeah, especially.
Like, you'll never believe it. We both needed toilet paper at the same time. And we just sort of bonded over that. And next thing you know, we're besties.
It's more so like, oh my God, girl, your makeup is so good. And then it just goes on from there.
It's weird because guys don't bond. We don't bond in the restroom. It's like we are eyes straight ahead. Look at the wall. Don't.
In and out.
Don't talk to me. Come on. Hurry up. Wash your hands. I need to use the sink. And then we get out. We're not in there like, oh my God, I love your shoes.
Where did you get those?
Yeah, we don't do that. Good guess though.
Hi, JV Show. This is Paymon from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is fight. Have you ever fight with someone right after you met? Well, I have, but, you know, I don't recommend.
Now, that's something that those guys will do. We'll get in a fight with somebody right after we met him. What do you mean you don't like the 49ers? You like the Raiders? Oh, no. Let's go outside. And we settle things that way.
I guess there are also a lot of fights that do happen in the ladies' room as well.
Oh, and what are those over? Probably I don't like your shoes. Where'd you get them?
Yeah, your makeup looks horrid.
This looks like trash. All right, keep leaving your guesses. Nobody has gotten it correct yet. Think about what that bleeped out word is. Come on, people, let's get it correct, and you can win a JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Weeknd's Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Selena out this morning. She got a gaggle of sick family members this morning. Sick kids, sick everybody. So
there's a lot of stuff going around.
Gave her the day off, but to the boss, can we get some help here?
Anyone?
Alexa? Nobody?
No budget.
The bosses. He doesn't even listen this early. All right, we are playing our What the Bleep game where you can win yourself a JV Show Chug Mug all by just guessing on the iHeartRadio app on the talkback mic what our bleeped out word is. If you are just tuning in, let's give a little refresher on what our clip was this morning.
Have you ever with someone right after meeting them?
Oh, that's the best. That is the best. You don't have to take him to dinner or like listen to him talk about their cat and stuff like that.
Wow. Shots fired.
Sorry. All right. Let's play some more of your guesses.
Hi, this is Bridget from San Jose. And is the bleep that word Google or search someone online?
It's all the time. It's not that, but that is a great guess.
Have you ever done that?
I constantly do that.
I look them up on Instagram usually. If I know their first and last name, I'm like, I wonder what their Instagram looks like.
There you go. Then you can find their social media. And then before long, you can find their home address and then their driver's license number, their car registration, and their Blockbuster membership number. And then next thing you know, you've taken over their entire life.
Become them.
People still don't have Blockbuster memberships. Never mind. Oh. Great guest, though.
Hey, JV Show. Daisy from Lodi. Is the bleep that word vibed? You know, like vibing with somebody?
That's a good guess.
Very popular guess this morning. I think we've all vibed with somebody right after meeting
them. It's easy to when you don't know too much about them.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's just surface level.
And everybody, when you first meet them, they're putting their best foot forward. Yeah. So like, oh, my God, they're such a great person. And then later you find out they're trash.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm having good morning because I'm listening to you two.
Thank you.
Anyways, I'm going to guess the bleeped out word is... She stalked him. This is Christine from San Bruno. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You stalked someone right after meeting them, Jess. I mean, that kind of goes into
the Instagram thing.
And when you Google search them or go pour through all their social media, that's a stalking.
Yeah, but what sucks is when you have their name somewhat you have their first name, but you don't have their last name. So then you're like, dang it, how do I find this person based on just a first name?
And then you got to find that mutual friend. Then you go look at their Instagram and then look at their followers. And until you find that person,
but then
you find out their last name. And then
you find their mom and you see if their mom is following someone who that person might know. And then all of a sudden you're on some real estate Instagram page and you figure out that they actually just recently bought a house.
Yep. And then you can see how much that house is worth and then what their property taxes are. Never mind. It's a whole thing. Yes, I realize we sound like psychopaths, but everybody listening, you've done the exact same.
Yeah.
You've done an extensive search on some people. I know you have.
These are the cookies from San Francisco with our second guest. Our second guest moved to Dover and left. Have you ever left someone right after the interview? All right, bye.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. That was it. That was the cookies from San Francisco. Is that what they're saying?
The cookies?
I think so. Are they actual, like, cookies? Chocolate chip cookies that listen?
Are they the cookies that we accept, like, when you go to a webpage and it's like, accept all cookies?
Yes.
We accept all cookies here on the JV
very,
Show.
I'd like to say I am very accepting of cookies.
Yeah.
And the JV Show as well, we're very accepting of all types, but cookies we always accept. And if you couldn't hear it, because it was a little hard to hear the cookies there, their guess was left.
Left.
And that was the word this morning.
All right, let's listen to the clip.
Have you ever left with someone right after meeting them?
Left.
Jess, I'll throw it to you. Someone. Have you ever left with someone right after meeting them?
You know what? I think I have, but not in that way. Oh. Not in the way that you think, because it wasn't like, I haven't, I'm not out at the club and then I leave with some guy. But it's happened before where I was out at the club and I made friends and then I left with them.
Okay. I think that sort of counts.
That counts, yeah. Have you?
I don't know if I've ever left with someone like right after meeting them. Like, hi, what's your name? I'm Graham. You want to get out of here? And then, you want to go back to my place? I don't think it's ever been that, but I'm sure there's been a span of some hours and some shots in between, and then that's whatever, it's close enough.
Right, like, hey, we're going to this other spot, or hey, did you hear that this other thing is going on? Let's leave.
Yeah. Okay.
It happened.
Yep. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, to the cookies! What's up, cookies? What's up?
What kind
of cookies do you think they are other than the website cookies? Chocolate chip?
Samoa.
White chocolate chip cookies from Subway.
Girl Scout cookies.
Those are my favorite. All right, they had the very first correct answer this morning, so they are getting a JV Show Chug Mug. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as many as I thought. Yvette from Pittsburgh. What's up, Yvette? What's up? She had the correct answer. So did our buddy Lori in Morgan Hill. I didn't see any other correct guesses. Maybe I'm overlooking them. Things are a bit, running differently this morning because Selena's out this morning. So just deal with it, people.
Yeah,
we're trying our best. All right, if you didn't win a JV Show Chug Mug this morning, I'd win one tomorrow.
Yep.
That's how I would do it. We are going to be playing again tomorrow morning.
Same
7:05.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Got to get to the JV Show Yep Nope game. But before we do,
these are the cookies from San Francisco. And so there's actually five of us. And Graham, if you don't mind cutting the chunk of five ways, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Bye. Ciao.
Okay, so those were the cookies from San Francisco. They just won a JV Show Chug Mug inside our What the Bleep game a little bit ago. And there's five of them. I've got to cut a chug mug five ways.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I got a C in high school geometry. That's going to be a tough cut to figure out how to. It's like slicing a pizza, though. I think I should be able to do it.
It's possible.
I have the tools to do it. By the way, it's a JV Show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are down Selena this morning. She's out this morning. She's got a sick household. So just bear with us as we attempt to. The show sounds a little different as we attempt to navigate things without Selena. Selena's a rock, you know?
I know.
She's a valuable.
She navigates everything. I'm like, oh my God, so many buttons.
As much as I rip on her on the air, she's a very valuable team member here.
Yes.
And we love Selena. And hopefully she'll be back in tomorrow. All right. It's time now for the JV Show Yep Nope game. We've got a pair of Gabriel Iglesias tickets on the line. When's he coming here?
He is going to be here.
I love him.
May 1st.
All right, May 1st.
Oakland Arena. We go to the phones?
Let's do that.
Wild 94.9. Who is this?
This is Jesus. Hello. Good morning.
Jesus, caller 20.
Good morning, Jesus. Caller 20. Don't get too excited here. Jesus, I hope you know how this works. We're going to play the JV Show Yep Nope game. You got to get 3 out of 4 questions correct in this game to win those Gabriel Iglesias tickets. Jess, do we have the music?
We do. We're ready.
There it is. All right. 3 out of 4 questions is all you need in this. And I feel like, are you getting Jesus is going to win vibes?
You know what? It's a Monday. The time just changed.
Oh, I hope so,
but.
All right, Jesus, Jess is doubting you. I feel like I got your back.
Wrong.
And you're going to do this. All right, Let's go to question number one. Stan, Kyle, Cartman, and Kenny are the four main characters on what animated series?
Oh, that's South Park.
Yep.
Did I hear another voice?
Jesus, who you got with you there?
I got my son, Cass. We're dropping him off at school this morning. We're in the parking lot.
All right.
All right. Hey,
Where do you go to school?
IBCM Middle School or Itleon Veracruz.
Go Eagles! Woo! All right, nice.
All right, question number two.
He's like, what the heck? That's not what we are. It is today.
Yeah. All right, in terms of military weaponry, what does RPG stand for?
Rocket propelled grenade.
Yep.
Okay, we got a couple smarty pants.
Two for two. Jess, you're going to eat your prediction here. I think they've got this one. All right, question number three. Question number three. If there are two full moons in a calendar month, the second of those is called what?
A new moon.
Nope.
I don't know. I'm going to go with his answer.
It is not a new moon. It's a blue moon. The second full moon within a calendar month is a blue moon. It's a semi-rare occurrence. Right. All right, that's one incorrect, and you got two correct. You guys need this final question to win those Gabriel Iglesias tickets.
Yep, question number four is...
a hard one.
Is Panama north or south of the equator?
South.
That's a tricky one.
Nope.
Oh. No!
No!
You guys don't keep a globe in your car?
Oh, man.
I
was like, it has to be south, right?
Oh, come
I got my geography wrong.
Panama, that's kind of a trick. It's a tricky question because Panama is very close to the equator, but it is, the country does lie on the north side of the equator. Oh!
So close,
it's been
but
a long
so
time since I've seen the globe.
Far. Oh, I jinxed you guys. I jinxed you. I thought you guys were cruising through. I'm going to make Jess eat her words, but unfortunately, it's time to take a moment and say
your
goodbyes.
You said you wanted a hard one for the last one.
He did. What he called, called for a hard question, and he got it, and then it didn't work out.
Uh-oh. Hey, we're still going to put you on hold.
There's a chance.
That's all I'm going to say.
You can sweet talk some tickets out of Jess. Don't hang up, you guys.
Don't hang up.
Stay there on hold. All right, before we get to these DM shout-outs, we got a birthday shout-out that came in over the talkbacks this morning.
Good morning. This is my first talk back. I hope I'm doing it right. I want to do a birthday shout out for my daughter, Frida. She's turning the big 1-0, double digits. We love you. Love mama, mommy, and sister.
I'm a
who gives a fart?
Sorry.
I'm a mommy.
Yeah. Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday!
Yes, and you did do that correctly. You ever want to leave a birthday shout out? Yeah, hop on the TalkBack mic on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. That is a great spot to do one. Or you can slide into my DMs like a lot of people do. First one here. Hello, Graham. Sliding into your DMs once again. Welcome back. This time to give a huge birthday shout out to my son, Cody. Turns 9 years old today, March 9th, 9 for 9. Want to let him know how special he is. Cody, you are smart and kind, but also silly and witty. You have the most fun-loving personality. Give the best hugs and kisses and have the best dance moves. Love you so very much. We are so proud to call you ours. Love mom, dad, and your sissy Ellie. Yes, happy birthday, Cody. Hope you have a great one.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you give a big shout out to my son Mateo, my nephews Max and Mauricio in Napa for picking up their first baseball win of the season?
Whoa.
Nice. Great way to kick things off. And Graham, sorry, man, your team had to take the loss this time. Love mom / Tia Jenny. She must have been on the opposing sideline last night. And it was a back and forth game, you guys. It was the season opening game in Little League last night for my son Ford and his squad. I thought we had the win locked up, but you guys, this other team, it was like, talk about holy swinging bunts. Like, can you get a hit that's not some little dribbler that forces a tough play in the infield? Like, come on, it's the first game. I'm kidding.
You'll get them next time.
I'm kidding. They totally pounded us. No, kind of. It was actually a very close, fun game. But more importantly,
who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart about that? Another DM here. Graham, please greet my son Enzo. A happy 11th birthday. Listen to the JV show every morning. We're so proud of him. We love you, Enzo. Love mom, dad, Taryn. Kawi, ka, ka, Kaui? Lolo? Well, I don't know what. Kawaii? I don't know. I can't say that. But
who gives a fuck? Sure.
Buenos dias, Graham. Faithful listeners here. Please wish my son Diego from San Jose a very happy, blessed 16th birthday. He's a whole bunch of awesomeness on and off the baseball field. Keep reaching for the top, babe. We are so proud of you. God bless you always. We love you, Poppy, from all of us at home. Have a great day. Yes, happy birthday, Diego.
Who gives a fart?
And one final one here. Hi, Graham. Can you please wish my son Vihan a very happy half birthday?
Oh,
he turned 6 and a half yesterday. Are we doing half birthday shout outs?
Yeah, we are.
No, I didn't think we were, but I guess it's too late to bail out of this one. Powering through his ski lessons. Mama is super proud of him. Love Mama. Yes, happy half.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart? Yeah.
You know, it's Pisces season right now.
Pisces season?
Mm-hmm. The best season. Oh, whatever.
Do you have a birthday coming up?
I do have a birthday coming up.
Oh,
but
when
let's
is
not
it?
Talk about it because I'm having a midlife crisis over it.
Okay. So. All right. Coming up next, it is today's hottest trending. And I'll be honest, Selena's out today. I have no idea what we're talking about, but it's going to be something
Who
good.
Knows?
I guarantee it.
I have a story about Rihanna that's coming up.
Oh,
the JV show on Wild 94.9.
Nadette from San Jose, and I'd like to do a birthday shout out to one of my little cousins, Matthew, out in San Jose. Hope you have a great day, cuz, and hope Anthony and the fam makes it special for you. Love you. Have a good one.
All right, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
It's the JV show. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Selena's out this morning, and that's why we're running incredibly behind on schedule. Yeah. I blame Jess, who's filling in for Selena.
There's just so many buttons.
There's a lot going on. Bear with us. The show sounds a little different this morning. I did want to play one more talk back, though.
Good morning, JV show. It's Loopy from the East Bay. I am a teacher for Dublin Unified. And just want to say thank you. You guys are always, always, always pro teacher, and it truly means a lot. I know we'd all much rather be in the classroom, but there's times when you've got to take a stance, and this is one of those, so thank you. And I checked with my association, my union, and JV show number one with Dublin Unified Teachers. Love you guys. Bye.
Listen to that. All right, so we talked about that a little bit earlier. The teachers in the Dublin Unified School District walking out today. The strike is on. Over 700 teachers on strike. And again, we mentioned this earlier, but I do want to say it again. If you see them out, they're going to be picketing out in front of some of the schools. If you see them out, give them a honk, give them a wave, support
them.
The thing that frustrates me about this is that, one, that it even comes to this where, you know, then all the classes are affected by this, is that even if the teachers get what they're asking for, it is still so not enough. They're so drastically under just valued in our society. They should be paid way more than this. And so it frustrates me to see what they're asking for and go, oh my God, they need way, way more than that. But I hope they get everything they are asking for in this round of negotiations. So stand with our Bay Area teachers. Again, Dublin teachers, we see you, and we stand with you this morning.
Yep.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence. And
what in the Rihanna is going on?
Oh my gosh, listen to how scary this is. So a woman was taken into custody Sunday afternoon, so yesterday, after firing multiple rounds from her vehicle towards Rihanna's house. Now, it's Rihanna, it's A$AP Rocky, and her three children in that home. So think about how scary something like this could be. Law enforcement sources do tell us right now, they have a suspect. She's described as a female around 30 years old. They aren't sure, though, as to what the motive might have been.
Yeah.
But I feel like Rihanna is so unproblematic. So what could have prompted something like this?
I mean, that's the thing that's so, so scary to me about, you know, because I'm a big time celebrity from Napa. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
But you always think about that, and everyone wants to trade their life in a heartbeat. Oh man, I wish I was rich or famous like them. It's like, do you though? I mean, some of the perks obviously sound nice, but then you have things that happen to you like this. And as a parent, it's already scary enough having your kids out there in the world, out of your sight or whatever. And can you imagine there are people out there in the world that would just drive by your house and just start shooting at it just because you're a celebrity like that? It would just be terrifying. Like, I feel like it'd be this new, just added level of stress. I mean, granted, you wouldn't have to stress about making dinner because your personal chef would do that for you. But you'd be stressed about all these other things. So I don't know. I don't envy the life of just being one of these mega celebrities, because it'd just be so scary as a parent, especially.
Right. And it leaves you wondering, like, who is this person? What is their motive? Are they going to come back?
Right.
Like, it, you know, obviously, thank God nobody was injured this time, but it's like, are you safe with your children in this house, or are you going to move away from this area now that this something like this happened? Because how does this person even, I would assume most of these celebrities live in like gated communities.
You would think.
Maybe not,
not
all
always,
of them.
Not always.
But yeah, so sources do say that Rihanna was at the home at the time of the shooting. So it is really, really scary. We don't have too much information. Cops did rush to the scene, took the woman into custody. But we don't have a lot of information besides that.
Okay. But at least they did get her.
They got her, but they're investigating some more as to what the motive was. And I guess we'll find out more information as time passes, but.
All right. As I mentioned a minute ago, we are running horribly behind schedule. Sorry,
me.
Boss!
That's all right. That's
sorry.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, y'all. It's Naomi in, well, I guess I'm in Daly City at the moment, and just want to report some sort of major accident and major backup on 280 South over by, like, what is this? The Westlake type area of 280. I was doing so well this morning.
Okay, there you have it here first, right? That's some breaking news on a traffic incident.
What? How is this new?
It's new because you just told us about it. All right, watch out for that. We had been doing pretty good as far as Bay Area traffic in the accident. I mean, obviously, there's always traffic. Hadn't seen a ton of accidents yet this morning, but now that the time change is catching up with everyone, everyone's going to start crashing into one another.
Right, so. Are there any reports that on the day after a time change, there are more accidents?
Yes. That's
really?
It's an actual thing. It's usually in the evening, though, because people are drowsier and sleepier. But I guess it would make sense in the morning, too, because everybody is really operating. Their internal clock is 1 hour behind right now. All right, Jess, I want to make sure we have time to talk about this, because you and your man are engaged. You do not live together currently, and wedding plans have sort of just been floated out there as a potential for when next year?
We've thought about next year. We don't know if we would need more time than that.
More time?
But the thing is, okay.
It's the start of 2026.
We're somewhere in the middle of, like, what do we do? We have had so many people say, buy a home instead of doing the wedding, because a wedding is going to be expensive. It's going to be a one-day thing.
And it's over in a blink.
It's over in a blink. And then what are you going to do? And what money are you going to use to put down on a down payment?
Because it's all gone. Right. Weddings are expensive.
And we've had other people say, no, you want the wedding. The wedding day is going to be so memorable. Like, if I could go back, I would do it all over again. So we've gotten both sides of the coin, I guess you could say. But we're kind of at the point where we've thought about both, and we're like, we keep going back and forth between, like, yeah, maybe it would be a good idea to go for the house first. And then we're like, well, maybe let's go look at the wedding venues one more time. So we did this last minute trip to Paso this weekend because we wanted to get some more information. We wanted to look at our top choice again and just to see what we felt, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And I feel like after looking at the wedding venue again, we were like, oh, we are doing this. Oh, this is happening. Like, the wedding is for sure happening.
Okay, I don't want to, like, you know, give away the venue that this is the one, like, this is your number one choice.
I think this is my number one choice.
Okay, so we don't have to say what it is, because I don't want somebody else to book it right from under your nose once you start promoting it.
You're right.
But where are we looking again?
Paso.
Oh, that's
Paso
right.
Paso Robles, yep. There's so many beautiful wineries there, but there was one specific one that caught my eye.
Okay, so it's a winery? All right. I'm going to figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Narrowing it down.
I'll let everybody know which one it is.
Right. But then we were like, well, since we're going to be in Paso, we might as well maybe see if there are any open houses and then just go look at some homes.
So you guys are really setting up an option one behind this door, your dream wedding. And then over here, option two behind this door, it's an actual door because it's a house.
A door to a house. And oh my gosh, like, if I could use whatever service that Jim Carrey used to clone himself to go to that one award show.
Oh, yeah.
And I could clone myself and I could live in Paso, and then my clone could come to work every day.
Your clone would be funnier than you.
Yeah, my clone would be, like, better looking too. Like, she would just thrive.
She sounds great. I can't wait to meet her.
If I could do that, that would be, like, my... just my dream.
Okay, so describe what was so dreamy about a home in Paso.
You know what's so
was
funny?
Was it on a vineyard?
It's nearby.
Okay.
But I think what makes it, it's funny because I think what makes these homes look even more beautiful is just like all the decorating. Like, it's like,
when they're staged up nice.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, if I see this house fully empty and now I have to decorate it, we're going to have a little bit of an issue here.
Yeah. Once you move your own junk or lack thereof into a new place that's been completely emptied out, it's like, this doesn't look like the pictures. The pictures, their couch looked a lot better.
Right. But I think that's why I'm low-key having a little bit of a midlife crisis once again. I feel like this happens to me every year around my birthday because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting older. I have so many decisions to make. And I know that there's no rush, and that's what like mine and Ruben's relationship has always looked like, because especially since we do not want to have kids in the future, there really is no rush for us to put any pressure on like, okay, let's buy a house like now.
And you don't need all the spare bedrooms.
Right.
What are you going to put in there? All your cats? Oh, dang it. Yeah.
You would. That is, I do need some extra space for that. But it's scary too, because it's like, it almost feels so unattainable sometimes to actually own a home.
Well, yeah, the Bay Area is brutal. Yeah. California is pretty rough as a whole. So was there anything there that you were like, oh yeah, we could make this work dollars wise? I don't know what a home in Paso costs. I have no idea.
It's definitely a lot more affordable than anywhere in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So it would be more doable. Yeah,
your
if
commute
I
was
going
to be rough. I mean, I got a terrible commute from Napa to here every morning. That's bad enough. What would your Paso to San Francisco commute look like?
I think it'd be about 3 hours.
Okay.
Maybe four.
That's going to be tough. All right.
It'll be a little tough. Maybe I can come here the night before and just stay the night.
Okay.
So maybe I could.
So you won't get to sleep at your new house. Ever.
Can I borrow one of the offices here?
You'll sleep in the parking garage here, but then at which point will you go home? You'll just have to stay here all week, and then on the weekend you could go. So it's like having a weekend house. Okay, so like if you legit right now had to pick, gun to your head, are you picking let's have our dream wedding or let's save that money and use it to build our, put down some roots and get a house?
I'm like, I want to do both, but I know one has to come first. Like, one has to be prioritized, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like I want to prioritize the wedding just because it seems like easier to attain.
Okay.
If
you asked your man if he was presented with that same thought experiment there, what do you think he would say? And without you, and you have earmuffs on, you're not within earshot. Like, if I asked him, me and you, what would you pick?
I actually think he would pick the wedding because the moving situation is what's really tough for us, because even if we were, let's say we were in a hypothetical situation, if we were to move to Paso, he would then still have to commute from Salinas to Paso,
what's that commute look like?
That's like an hour and a half.
Oof.
So I don't even think that. I mean,
okay, so you were looking at homes that's not even a real thing. You can't, neither of you can move there because you can't have the commute.
You know what's funny is like, before we got engaged, we were already looking at wedding venues. So I'm like, we manifested that. So now I'm hoping that, you know, maybe if I win the lottery.
Okay.
If I win the lottery, that would be really the ideal situation.
We've all been trying to do that. All right. Since Selena is out this morning, that's why the show sounds a little different. Selena's not in this morning. She got a very sick household. Since she's not here, like, you're obviously not going to invite her to the wedding now that the wedding's back on. But, like, your boy, your buddy here, like, I'm going to get.
Ooh, can I get the shotgun?
All right, well, there's still time.
You know, our budget, like, one more plate.
I'll bring my own alcohol. I'll bring the flask.
You're going to have to bring your own table and share.
I could do that. I'll build a...
Oh, okay.
I'll pack my own table, chair, tablecloth.
Okay.
Do I have to bring my own food? Can I have some of the food?
Oh.
Fine. I'll bring a couple Hot Pockets.
Yeah, the plates are a little too expensive.
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah. So, I guess it's funny because I think we did so much over the weekend, but we're back to square one of like, okay, what are we going to do?
So it felt like you're moving the ball forward on things, but really.
When we were there, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the dream. This is what we want. This is what we're looking for. And then it was like, okay, back to reality.
All right, anyways. Coming up next on the JV show, we got to talk about this Wendy's beef with an NFL player. I don't think anybody had this one on their 2026 bingo card.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning from Napa. Quinn has a message for you, honey.
Hey, Dad. The only thing fun about being late to school is that you get to hear the good things on the radio.
On what radio show?
Your radio.
She said the only good thing about being late to school is she doesn't have to miss all the good stuff on the JV show. Have a great day.
Appreciate you. That's my family on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. That's my wife, Kate, and with my daughter, Quinn, who my wife said was having a very, very difficult morning, despite how happy she sounds in that talkback. She sounds like she's the reason that they are late to school this morning because of a few different meltdowns, but very cute and she comes to great, very personable
and
there.
And your wife is having a great day because he surprised her with a couple gifts.
I did. I dropped some new AirPods on her this morning and some skincare. What were those things? The under-eye?
Eye patches.
Whatever those things are. That's something she mentioned she wanted, so I left them out for this morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Greg.
And I'm Jess.
Selena, once again, out this morning, so we are forging ahead without her. And I want to know who you think is winning this beef, because the internet seems to be divided about this. Wendy's, the beef is between Wendy's and Geno Smith.
Who's that?
Geno Smith, the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't think anybody had this beef on their 2026 bingo card, but here we are. And we talked last week about how Wendy's is quick to make some very...
Snarky remarks.
That's a good way of putting it on social media. And they were the ones that when we shot Katy Perry into space, they asked if we could leave her there or whatever. They have dropped some gems. But again, here they are taking a shot at Geno Smith. Now, the Raiders have let it be known that this offseason they're going to release him or trade him. He's no longer going to be the quarterback of the Raiders. And Wendy's sort of quick to rub salt in the wound. They posted on Twitter, Geno Smith, in case things don't work out in free agency, we're looking for a chief tasting officer.
Oof.
Now, this is something else that we talked about recently with them putting up a job posting for a chief tasting officer, a CTO. They said that person is going to get $100,000 a year. And basically you just create some social media content, trying all of the different Wendy's menu items. Sounds like a bit of a dream job, but obviously Geno Smith, who's probably making $20 million a year, this is not something he wants. And it was a little soon. He hadn't even, I don't think he's officially been cut or released yet. He definitely hasn't been traded yet, as far as I know. And he did not like this comment.
Uh-oh.
He didn't see any humor in it. He responded, get your cheese up first. And then he shared a screenshot of an article from last month about how Wendy's was posting some of their worst sales in the last 20 years. So he was basically like, you probably can't afford me. You guys need to get your cheese up first. And that wasn't all. Wendy's didn't respond to that, at least not that I saw.
Okay.
And so people were loving that response, saying that he won the beef right there just with that little clapback. He then later posted again, quote, out here selling poison, trying to get jokes off on Twitter, society in shambles. And then he followed that up with, this beef is about as real as the beef in those patties they're selling.
Okay, that one.
Almost pretty good.
But that one I like. But I kind of am on Wendy's side.
Who do you have winning this beef? Because the internet, largely from what I saw, was like, oh, he came and messed with an NFL player and they got totally owned. Like, stay in your lane, Wendy's.
I think Wendy still wins this one.
You still like them winning?
Yeah, they're kind of just so snarky with it.
I know, but they needed one more. I got to check again to see if they fired back. They needed one more. Because look, they probably didn't want to. They probably wanted to keep it lighthearted and mostly be promoting their CTO
food, yeah.
job, that chief tasting officer. Because that was the thing they were getting headlines for last week. Because it really wouldn't be that hard to take some shots at Geno Smith. Because his time at the Raiders has been woof. Not good.
I think they're going to come back with something else.
I'm hoping that they have some little clap back in the works.
Also, I'm not here for them offering. I know that they were doing it as a joke, but I'm not here for them offering that job to him. He's made enough money.
Yeah, he doesn't need any more money. He can afford all the Wendy's he wants, whenever he wants. Let a Norm get that job. Anyway, that is the beef update. And Jess has a Wendy's currently winning. I don't know. I need to see more. I need to see more from Wendy's.
Really?
For them to, but I'm not like, oh my God, Geno Smith destroyed them. Like, get your cheese up. Yeah, that's all right. Okay, coming up next on the JV Show, I want to get your thoughts on this. There's a restaurant in Santa Cruz that recently opened up and they are getting review bombed right now with 1-star reviews. I'll tell you what they did and I want to hear if you think it's warranted or not.
Okay. That's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you're having a great start to the week. I know you're not, but I hope that you are. I'm Graham.
And I'm
I'm Jess.
Once again, Selena not in this morning. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. Her household is dealing with all kinds of sicknesses and illnesses all combined into one. And I don't envy her situation. I think she'd probably rather be here than there right
now.
All right, before we talk about what this restaurant in Santa Cruz did to get review bombed, I want to let everybody know, happy National Napping Day! Woo-hoo! I have some questions about your napping habits. I wish Selena were here because I think if we were ranking JV show nappers, she would probably be number one. Jess, you're close behind her and napping day. What kind of, describe to me your daily nap habits.
Okay, my ideal nap, I get home after work, right?
Uh-huh.
And my cat, she's already in her sleepy mode.
Got it.
Right? So I'm ready to go lay down pretending like I'm just going to be on my phone for a little while. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get up right now and I'm going to do all my chores and like all my,
get
on with my day, go to the gym, whatever. But next thing you know, I wake up 2 hours later.
Next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock at night.
I wake up 2 hours later. My cat is next to me. She took a nap. We both crashed out. There's videos on my phone still playing. And
so we're talking about
my day has ruined.
So we're talking about a 2 hour nap.
That's the thing is, God, I can't do anything less than 2 hours because I'll set an alarm, but my body will sleep through it.
I'm lucky if I ever get a 20-minute nap, and that is rare. The one thing I wanted to ask, and I'll have to ask Selena tomorrow if she when she's back in tomorrow. So you nap in your bed?
Yeah.
See, I can only take a nap on, I can't get into my bed. There's something about that that's like too sleep oriented. And I'm worried that, then I'm going to sleep until the next day. Cause I could fall asleep and wake up the next day. I have to nap on a couch.
Oh, you know what? Okay. That seems more ideal to like a 30-minute nap because maybe that's why I sleep for so long. Because
you don't tucked in your covers and like you, like it's too much. Like it's like putting yourself to bed. That's why I got to take a shorter nap, but it has to be on a couch. I was wondering if I was alone in that if I'm the only person or if everyone's like, what are you doing? Sleep in your bed. It's way more comfortable. I don't know. I have a nap couch.
Right.
I have one couch that I go to that's like, that's the one.
I think because I live alone, I just don't even use my living room. Like my I don't even sit on my couch 90% of the time.
Just sits there unused and unnapped on. All right. Head over to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Take a look at our story. What you're going to see there is a picture of a logo from a restaurant in Santa Cruz. It's called the Salty Otter.
Okay.
It's recently opened up.
Oh, how cute.
And the logo is it says a sports grill and it's got a little otter and he's riding on a surfboard catching a wave and there's like a kind of a sunset looking vibe there in the background. Well, apparently the locals there in Santa Cruz and others not happy about this logo.
Why not?
It's otter appropriation. I'm just kidding. What they are upset about is that they, and I guess I don't know how they know, but they know that the owner used AI to make this logo. It is an AI generated logo and they have begun review bombing this restaurant with 1-star reviews on Google and Yelp all over it. And their main kind of takeaway is that, look, you're in Santa Cruz. This is a community of lots of people, of lots of artists, especially in that area. Why didn't you just hire a local artist to paint this otter on the surfboard?
Right.
And that's people's main sort of like gripe with this entire situation. Now the owner, her name's Rachel Smith. She shared a lengthy post on Instagram explaining why she had used that logo and now has since removed it. She's kind of just replaced it with just a very like basic text logo. Okay. She said, quote, a lifelong dream has been crushed by a group of locals. I've received 1-star reviews from people saying they want this place 99 Bottles, which was the tenant in that space before she took it over. They want that place back and that I should have paid for a local artist to do the logo instead of a crappy AI logo. Now, here's I'm going to read you a couple of their 1-star reviews. Quote, their logo is AI generated. If they can't make the effort to create a logo, they definitely won't make the effort to cook good food. Another one on Yelp says, quote, the AI slop otter screams cheap and lacks in any kind of artistic taste.
Poor little otter.
Now, again, this woman is saying, look, I'm a small business. I don't really have the budget to hire out for this other stuff. And she said she herself did work as a graphic designer. So she put some work in herself, but she did use AI to assist her in making this logo. Jess, where do you land on this? Are you with the people that are leaving negative reviews and upset over the AI generated logo or like, dude, lay off?
I think I'm somewhere in the middle because I myself like to paint.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, this is okay. So you are yourself an artiste. I forgot.
It hits home for me, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, cause obviously I hate the fact that AI is now infiltrating
mm-hmm.
itself into the arts. And like now where before an artist like me possibly couldn't even get a shot like this. Now with AI, like it's going to be even more impossible.
Now you definitely don't have to, because guess what? It costs
AI does it in
3 seconds. $0. It costs $0 to generate that. Yeah, and then it happened in seconds.
I feel like not having a budget might not be the best reason, because there's a lot of businesses that will do like a little contest, like, ooh, doing a contest, submit your artwork, and whichever one we like the most, that's going to be the logo for our business. And I think so
many
people win
free otter steaks for a year or something. Are they eating the otters there?
No.
Oh, probably not. Yeah. They do look tasty.
But on the other side of this, I just don't think that people should go leave a 1-star review and like basically bash the business to the point where it can't even, you know, can't even begin.
Right.
It's okay. Journey.
I am with you. I understand.
I don't know.
Look, I feel bad for her because again, you shouldn't. I don't know.
That's her dream.
It would take a lot for me to ever leave a 1-star review on a place, but you shouldn't be able to leave a review on a place if you've never actually eaten the food used whatever service that they're providing. And even if I had a crappy experience somewhere, I'm not the type of person that's going to go leave a negative review, whatever. And reviews, online reviews, we know can make or break, mm-hmm. especially a business that's just getting started. And so I hate that a small business here is being targeted. Like if this was some big corporate, you know, entity that bought this place up and put some cookie cutter corporate restaurant in there and they were using this thing, I would sympathize with it a little bit more. So I don't think anyone should be review bombing her, but I'm with you. Look, iHeartRadio, we don't play any AI generated music here. Like there is going to be this pushback against AI generated stuff, particularly like you said in music and the arts and things like that, because here you can make you can have ChatGPT or whatever make you a logo for a new business in under 30 seconds and it costs you nothing, basically.
Yeah.
And so I understand why it's attracted to people, but there are so many artists out there that are like, no, oh, I could have painted that for you. Would have been, you know, local, would have been authentic, would have been better. So I am a little bit torn on this. I feel like the pushback on some of this AI stuff needs to happen.
Yes.
I just don't want to see it happen.
And affect actual businesses.
A small business.
But it is getting into the arts. Literally, last night, I think it was, I saw a video of a tattoo artist using an AI image, like to make a tattoo. And it's like, at what point is that going to be the new norm where you go in to get a tattoo and then it's like, oh, here's your image that I create, that I spent hours on. And it's like, just kidding. I just got it from AI.
Yeah.
But that's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, where do we draw the line?
And where do we push back? All right. If you'd like to leave us a talkback, the talkback mic always open on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. You're just streaming Wild 94.9. You can weigh in on anything we are talking about on these airwaves, and we love it when you do. And go to our Instagram page, JV Morning Show, and you can see that picture of the Salty Otter. And maybe, hey, look, if you've ever eaten at the Salty Otter,
let us know.
You can leave us a review right here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about this restaurant in Santa Cruz called the Salty Otter. They opened up recently, and locals there are very upset. And
very
been leaving,
salty.
They've been very, very salty, leaving negative reviews on online over the owner's use of AI to generate the logo for the business. If you want to see that, JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. And again, it's an otter on a surfboard. And it's AI generated, and people not happy. They're like, you should have used an actual local artist to paint your logo. And people are upset. We got some talkbacks that came in about this.
Hi, this is Frank from San Jose commenting on the Santa Cruz business. This is not fair. These people are supposed to be lovers and loving people, you know. But no, they're bringing her down because she used AI. I'm sorry. Some of us can't afford to do things. I have a small business. And life is hard being a business owner, especially nowadays. Give her what she needs. Give her her props.
Yeah, thank you for leaving that talk back. I mean, that's Justin and I were saying something similar. It just seems wrong to review bomb a business over well, I mean, in this case, over their logo, you've never even eaten the food or whatever, and you're going to affect other people's opinions about whether or not they should go to that place. I mean, you can ruin somebody's online reputation and then in turn ruin their actual business. It seems really harsh.
Like, imagine that being your dream. Like, my dream is to start this business, and then all of a sudden, like, all of your reviews are one star just because of your logo.
Damn you, salty otter.
Good morning, JB Show. Pushback on AI stuff definitely needs to happen, but for people to be leaving a one-star review is not okay, because you're leaving that for the person's decision, not for her business as a whole. So it's not fair for her business to be attacked for that reason, although I do understand raising an issue with her. And I think that if it had been raised in a different manner and maybe some local artists would have got together and tried to help out, it probably would have been something she was open to. But this is not the right way to go about this.
That's a great talk back. Thank you for leaving that one. I think in today's world, we are too quick to just immediately judge, be outraged, and then move on, when people should be allowed to see another side of things and change and evolve their thinking or whatever it is. But we are too quick to just, like, we're going to ruin this person, take them down, and then move on to the next thing to be outraged about. We should have more understanding, and that people will make mistakes and, you know, whatever it may be, give people some grace and then come up with a solution rather than just being like the outrage epidemic, which is what we
now
generally see online.
Do you think that there is a way of coming back from all of those negative reviews? Like, because, I mean, you can't delete those, can you?
Yeah, I mean, I said a lot of them had already been taken down.
Okay.
And as a business, I don't know. I think, you know, there are ways to, but it is tough. I mean, you're that kind of digital footprint, you know, once it's out there, kind of can live on. I think there is a way to sort of remedy some of that. At least I hope. And then, like I said, I think there is probably a collaborative way for her to win back over the local artist community or any local community that was upset about it. I want to play one more talk back here.
Hi, JV Show. This is Charlotte from Houston, Texas, on the AI thing. I don't like the direction that we're taking AI. Why is it that we're relinquishing the one thing that makes us unique on this planet, our creativity, to robots? Robots should be doing our laundry, doing our dishes, taking care of the floors and stuff, not writing, not making art, not expressing ourselves with it.
That is my favorite. Charlotte, thank you for leaving that talkback. JV Show number one in Houston, Texas, by the way. I just checked. Appreciate you listening and leaving us that talkback. I have been saying that time and time again to people that I know that are creative. You have this creative spirit. That's what makes us unique and different. And we are just, because I don't know if we're just like, being creative takes a lot of work. I'll just let AI figure out this piece of art, or I'll let AI figure out the sound of this song, or I'll let AI. Why are we doing that? That is the one thing that we have that's unique to us. And we are just so quick to be like, rather than paint this, I'll just, I'll let AI, can you make me an otter with a surfboard? You know what I mean? Like,
It makes me so sad too, because I'm like, I will never be able to be as good as AI.
Well, yeah, nobody can work as fast and cheaply as AI did too. And we're just like happily just like handing away our creativity, training it to do our jobs just so we can have a little more free time in our day to doom scroll. What are we doing, people? There needs to be a major swing back against AI, but just don't take it out on small businesses. Go, if you've eaten at the Salty Otter, go leave a great review, or go try the Salty Otter in Santa Cruz, and then let's make this whole situation right and take out our anger on the big AI companies. Let's start there. Oh, would you look at that? Look at the time.
No.
Selena's not in to keep us on time. Sorry, boss.
We're just kind of winging it.
We're going to have to just like take trending and just like punt it to somewhere I don't even know where.
No one will notice.
Next, I want to talk about our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Thank you so much for listening to us. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I got something first.
Oh, but can I go first?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Fine.
I want to let everybody know that we have a trip to our 2026 iHeartRadio Music Awards. That is still a thing. So if you want to get flown out there with three of your friends, leave us a talkback now. You can't enter though, Graham.
Oh.
It's everybody listening. Leave us a talkback that's on the free iHeartRadio app. Just using the words iHeart Awards, that's literally how you'll be entered to win. Or even going to throw in $1,000. So this is pretty great.
You get a trip and you get spending cash and you get to go to the awards.
Hotel stay. I mean, you get everything basically.
And all you do is leave a talkback?
Yeah. And
it seems like we should be making people do something harder.
Three friends, right. We should make them like, I don't know, talent show, sing
should
off.
Be something to vet people how much they want to go. Yes, leave us a talk back for that. Super easy to enter. And then, yeah, four people going to get to go on that trip. That's going to be a lot of fun. They don't even send the JV show there. They
I know.
Don't, we don't even.
Yeah, really.
We don't ever. I'm like, I'll fly myself down. They're like, nope, sorry, we don't have passes for you.
We won't let you in.
Maybe next year. All right, that brings me to our photos from home, because I was going to mention a minute ago that Selena, not in this morning. She's got a sick household and had to take a day off. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. So our photos from home are going to be a little different, because there's just like, it's two. Still plural photos, but there are just two photos, and I will describe mine first. Again, you can see these JV Morning Show on Instagram. Give us a follow if you haven't already. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right, mine's a picture of my son Ford and I. He is 8 years old now, and Saturday was opening day for Little League in Napa.
Woo-woo!
It's like the big ceremony, and they throw out the first pitches, and all the teams come running out onto the field, which is always classic, because as they introduce the teams that get younger and younger, like the rookie leagues and the t-ball leagues, kids always fall on their faces running out and in front of a crowd. They get excited, then they get tangled up and fall. A couple years ago, that was my son, and so beforehand I reminded him on the way. I was like, dude, you cannot give yourself space. Don't trip over someone else's leg. You wiped out a couple years ago in front of everybody.
Oh, no.
He's like, dad, I did. That's super embarrassing. So he's blocked it from his memory. I still remember it. So I was like, just, you know, you don't need the fastest run okay. out of, you know, the tunnel, so to speak. Just make your way out there. So he did, and it was great. And fun to see all the teams out there. Napa Little League's big. There's like 60-something teams or something total in the league. So cool to see everyone out there. Met some JV Show listeners out there.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And then we had our opening game. So that was, I mean, my life is overtaken by Little League right now. We had practice on Thursday. Then we had an optional practice on Friday. But optional is like, if you're not going to show up, are you even trying?
Right.
So I went to that. Then Saturday morning was the opening ceremonies. That was at 8:30 in the morning. And then Sunday, yesterday, we had our first game at 5:30 yesterday evening. And unfortunately, we lost that game. But it was a good back and forth battle with some scoring. But that's like basically every single day is Little League, and I get today off, and then tomorrow right. we got a game again.
And then how has it been? Because you have coached for a couple years, and you had mentioned that you weren't going to be coaching this year. You were just going to be on the sidelines. How has that transition been?
It's been tough. I had to watch the game from the stands last night rather than like out there yelling at the kids like, what are you doing? Pay attention. Get down and ready. You know, and all this stuff, which I feel like I'm good at. So it was a different vibe just sitting there clapping for
the
team.
Do other people get just as invested as you do?
They do. And
they yell from the stands as
I'd
well.
I'd like to see some of the coaches out there get a little more invested. No, I'm kidding. Okay. No, but no, we have a great great team, fun group of kids. I think we're going to have a good season. Some of it actually resembled some pretty good baseball yesterday. Some right. of it didn't, but some of it was pretty good. Jess, okay. your photo?
Okay. My photo, I was in Paso for the weekend, so this was before going out to dinner. That bag behind me is not strategically placed there, but it does say end student hunger. So look at me. Still
okay.
doing
things for a cause, I
yeah,
see.
You know, this is not sponsored, but we do want to end student hunger.
Yeah, we do.
So that's my picture. I definitely looked at this picture at least 5 minutes. I zoomed into every corner just to make sure there wasn't anything that I didn't want.
It's that
to
thing
be,
with a plug back there
shown.
That looks like it's vibrating.
That is my straightener.
Sure it is.
Yeah,
sure.
That is a hair
sure,
tool.
Sure, sure, sure. I had to zoom in to double check that as well. This looks, it's a nice picture of you. You look too dressed up for Paso. Am I wrong about that? It looks like you're going out for like very fine dining, and did you just go get some barbecue or something?
No, it was an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
But I felt like people were looking at me a little weird.
Because everyone else was wearing jeans and a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, everyone else was a little maybe more covered up. Even though I felt like I was still a little, I wasn't showing that much. My skirt goes all the way down to my ankles, but I still felt somehow like I was the most revealing one there.
Was your man wearing a suit alongside
he
this?
He was not wearing a suit.
Uh-oh.
He usually
he didn't
likes
match
wearing
your vibe
a suit.
Here?
He matched it because his pants were a little on the dressier side.
Okay.
But he didn't do his usual suit look.
Oh, I know. That's kind of his signature thing.
I know. Like,
whoa, what the hell did he wear?
He just wore it was a dressier shirt, like a dressier t-shirt.
Short sleeve?
Yeah, short sleeve.
Your man wore a t-shirt next to you dressed up like this?
Yeah.
Normally he's like,
it wasn't.
Normally he's got a pocket square and a tie on. And this dude went t-shirt?
I wouldn't. It was like a dressed up shirt. but it looked t-shirt vibes. It gave t-shirt vibes.
Okay, so it was just called it. It's a t-shirt.
Yeah, we'll call it a fancy white t-shirt with some dressy pants.
All right, you can see both of our pictures. JV Morning Show on Instagram. Like I said, give us a follow and throw a like on there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.